Let's get with it. Hour number three with David Oates and the fabulous, fascinating world of reverse speech. A quick note for all of you who have been with us and following the Alabama race between Mo Brooks and Katie Britt. Katie Britt has won in a landslide. She got 65%, Brooks 35%, according to the AP. So take it for what it's worth. Trump's endorsement was probably the difference. He switched it, gave it to Katie Britt, took it away from one of his earliest backers, Mo Brooks, and that probably is it. So the most conservative voice, the most honest, patriotic voice against the illegal, outrageous invasion of this country, lost in the Senate runoff in the primary. Okay, not good news. We're in trouble. And look who endorsed him. You got to remember this now. Remember who Donald Trump really is. Now he's talking about, or they let the word out that if he's reelected, he'll look at pardoning all those January 6 people who he invited to Washington, D.C., set them up, and then walked out on them when he left office. They're still in jail, a lot of them. This guy is just really garbage, human excrement, walking and talking. All right. David, are you there?
I most certainly am, Jeff, waiting patiently. Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad you didn't ask me how I am this evening. I know you care, but...
Yes, I do care, but I don't ask you because I know what answer I'll get, so it's no point.
Well, you feel the same way.
As what? Much. Yeah, sure, pretty much. Yeah.
But how things are. Not good.
Not yes, good. No, I feel the same way, absolutely, about how things are. Yes. So I try to make my little contribution with reverse speech and enlightening
those. It's a big contribution, David, and I thank you again for every week putting the time aside to do this, because what it's doing, it's actually showcasing reverse speech as well as it's ever been done before. So the effort is well worth it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I worked pretty hard this week, actually. Got a smorgasbord of reversals for you from William Tompkins, so you'll like all of those today. I tried to get
good.
Someone out.
Did you? Quick question. You know, there's a little delay between David and I, so forgive the overtalk. Did you get the story about him going up into that hunting lodge with those people?
No, I haven't gotten to that yet. No.
Oh, that is fascinating. Oh, you're going to love it.
I'll get to it. I'll have more for you next week, too.
Very good. Thank you.
And I also looked at Amber Heard for you and on her interview with NBC, and I just really didn't find anything of any substance in there, not worthwhile bringing to air.
You just summed it up. There's no substance in that woman.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There was just nothing worthwhile quoting. Then I spent a bit of time on David Icke and was frustrated with him because I didn't find a single solitary reversal on him, not even a possibility of one. So
that's interesting. That's very interesting. This doesn't happen. This doesn't happen often. And when
not
it
often.
Happens, we wonder
it does
about.
Yeah.
Yes, it does happen, but not often. And we wonder, when that happens, is somebody or something determined a way to neutralize reverse speech? Now, that may sound like a stretch, but maybe it's not. We don't know. But it's odd when nobody reverses. When somebody comes up with zero reversals, it's just odd.
Yeah, it is odd. Yeah, so I spent about 2 hours doing him, and finally I said, oh, forget it. This is just a waste of my time. So I stopped, you know. So then I moved on to Australian Prime Minister, our new Prime Minister, and found some surprisingly good reversals on him. So far he's turning out to be a good guy. I didn't vote for him, so I'm not biased at all. I voted independent. Is how I voted in the recent Australian election. But let's start off with Bill Tompkins.
Now, Bill Tompkins, again, is that remarkable man who told so many incredible stories about the real hidden aerospace program, space program that we have, and the incredible advanced technology we've been working on for many, many decades. Bill started with the Navy when he was a teenager, and they quickly promoted him into being involved with the debriefing of spies that were sent over from the U.S. to spy on Germany during the war. These were German Americans who volunteered, and Bill Tompkins, as an 18 or 19-year-old, was involved. Bill was special, a very special man with a special mind, and I'll leave it at that. Go ahead.
Yes, I certainly haven't found that he's lying or exaggerating. All his reversals are basically confirming his story. I played a couple last week. We'll just revisit those couple I played last week, and then we'll move on with all the ones I found this week. So here was the first one on Bill Cotton. Now, this is from an interview from 2016. Hang on, what date was it? Let's have a look. Hang on, this is...
we did over 52 hours of interviews with Bill on this program.
Wow.
52 hours.
Yeah, this was the 30th of November, 2016, this one is from. Is that right? Yeah, November.
Extremely important individual. Very big figure in the whole field. Oh, yeah. You're not 1 minute is being wasted when you're studying him. Good.
All right, so here's the first one.
The commander of Naval Base Washington, which is also commander of Subgroup 9, Admiral.
And here he says, renamed the sources.
Renamed the sources. Renamed the sources. Renamed the sources.
I don't know why they would rename the sources or what that means, but anyway, I'll throw that out there. And then there's this one from last week.
So you have exactly the same type of and percent of officers enlisted men in a secret group.
And he says, solve that, NASA.
Solve that, NASA. Solve that, NASA. Solve that, NASA.
So I guess telling NASA to solve something, whatever that means, that's something only he would know. Okay.
Is
so
that word soul or sell? Did you really run it through the mill? Did we talk about that last time?
Yeah, soul.
Sell that, NASA.
Let's
or was
listen again.
It soul?
No, I'm hearing an O as in soul.
Yeah, but I mean, is there a D on the end of it?
Oh, I see.
Sold that NASA.
Oh, yeah, I hear a D on the end. You're absolutely right. Yes, I do hear that. I do hear that. Okay, which means that...
So he sold NASA, the big scam, everyone thinking that NASA is the be-all and end-all of our deep space program. It is not. It's aware, but there are deep state operations going on all the time in space. Sold that NASA. So it was a sell. It was a hustle.
Yep. All right, then we have... Okay, so these are the new ones I found this week, starting now. Here's the first one.
Only classified people can be reviewed. Now, many of the universities, not just Caltech.
So only classified people can be, what did he say? You know, what did he say again?
Only classified people can be reviewed.
I don't know how reviewed. I guess he's being, maybe he's saying investigated, reviewed, whatever, probed, analyzed.
Well, reversal says there's righteous Nazis serving. There's righteous Nazis serving.
There's righteous Nazis serving. There's righteous Nazis serving. There's righteous Nazis serving.
That sounds a little bit ominous, doesn't it?
What is he talking about? Again, let's hear the forward. This is important. Hear that again, please. The forwards.
Yeah, I've got my thoughts on the reversal. Anyway, let's run the forwards first.
Only classified people can be reviewed. Now, many of the universities, not just Caltech,
I should have got more of the forward context. Sorry about that. I presume he's talking about space programs. I mean, righteous Nazi serving. Well, that reversal doesn't surprise me in the least, for several reasons. My original research partner, Greg Orbeck, who has since passed on in three years ago now. Wow, gee, time flies. He actually wrote a book, which his family would not release, called, what's the title of it? Unmasking the American Nazi Elite. And the whole premise of his book, based on reversals, is that America was infiltrated with Operation Paperclip by the Nazis. And they are now serving in key roles in the space program and intelligent communities.
Well, they were the space program. The first director of NASA from 1962 to 73 was Dr. Kurt Debus. Who is Dr. Debus? The director of Hitler's rocket works at Peenemünde all during the war. Who was Dr. Debus' number one scientist? Werner von Braun. They came over as paperclip. NASA was a German enterprise.
Right. Well, I know that. Yeah. So that's no surprise to me. So the reversal is righteous Nazi serving just basically confirms all of that. Okay?
Yep.
And it's present tense, too, not just past tense. Okay? Point that out for everyone. Then we've got this one. Here we go.
Many of the universities around the country have secret, have personnel operating in secret facilities. And many of them are already working on.
Okay, so that's the next part. Talk about the university. They're working on in secret facilities. And a bit of an ominous reversal. See Lucifer kissing it. Could be dark black programs.
It's an H, David. It's not a K by any chance, is it? Like, it's hard for me to hear.
Oh, you know,
kissing.
I did say K. Kissing.
Kissing it. Oh, okay. I thought you said hissing, but it is kissing. That's what I hear.
Kissing.
Okay.
Yeah, it is kissing. Yeah. Sorry. My accent, I guess. I think it just it follows along from righteous Nazis. You know, there's a dark agenda behind all of this. Okay. Then we have this one next.
10 or 12 people in the tank to run with that information and then come up with a plausible method of propulsion.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. He's talking about these are all reversals all in the same section. He's talking about selected people working in universities, underground facilities, propulsion.
Advanced technology, yeah.
Right, yeah. And here he says, Super Fox in November.
10 or 12
Oops,
people.
Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Super Fox in November.
In November. The only thing
silver,
I can think of.
Silver Fox in November?
You hear silver? I had super. Hang on, let's play
silver
it again.
Silver Fox, let's see.
Yeah, I had super, S U P E R, but it could be silver. Let's listen.
Silver Fox in November.
Oh, I'm actually hearing silver now. I agree with you.
Silver Fox in
December. It is silver.
Silver Fox.
So who's the Silver Fox? Von Braun?
The only thing I can... No, I think it's some secret program or propulsion system.
Well, it's definitely Silver Fox, so it could be a code name for anything.
It could be. It could be anything. I guess what I'm saying, the thing I want to point out, and you'll see it with all his reversals, is his reversals actually revealing more information than what he's saying in forwards. So they're confirming it as well as adding more, which tells me that this man knows a hell of a lot, that he's either not revealing on purpose, or that it's just in his brain and the right question hasn't been asked to get it out, if you know what I mean.
Well, he was in his 90s when I interviewed him.
Yeah, I gather that from his voice.
And sharp as a tack. He, as you said, and you're right, knew a lot more than he revealed. And was it a question of the right question? Possibly. I had him on 53 hours. I think if you went through that whole 52 and a half hours, you'd find a lot of material that's there. I don't know that he was under stricture. I think he was given full permission to talk, tell your story. And he put out his first book, Chosen by Extraterrestrials, and books 2 and 3 have been written by Dr. Bob Wood, his good friend and our good friend. And I believe that the newest book is about due to be released. But we'll check in with Frank Chile on that.
Yeah. So I guess I just repeat. I think he knows a lot more than he's telling. And I don't think it's because he's hiding anything. It's just because it just hasn't come out in conversation yet.
Well, when you listen to, like I say, a lot of the hours, you hear an awful lot of material. He was given the green light, and he just started to let it go. But there was so much there. It was overwhelming. I always had that impression. God, I wish I had 2 more hours with him. You know, we do 2 hours, and it was gone, and... I suspect he would have released a lot more. That was the plan, to do it via his books.
This is good. I'm finding some genuine UFO people here.
He's the best. He is. You got the cream of the crop there.
All right, so here's the next one.
It doesn't rotate. Okay. So first of all, it's not a moon.
Okay, it's talking about the moon doesn't rotate. So first of all, it's not a moon. Then he says, see all the surface force.
See all the surface force.
Oh, forceful. Sorry. See all the surface forceful.
See all the surface force. See all the surface force.
So I wish I had known that, and I would have pursued that and had him explain exactly what he said there. But I couldn't figure, you know, I didn't have the time to do reversals. There's a lot more to the moon than anybody knows. It's a very busy place.
Yeah, that's what I get from reversal. There's massive activity all over the surface. I'm sure it's all on the dark side of the moon that we can't see. Anyway, like I said, a wealth of information.
William Tompkins. Wow. Yep. Great.
This one here.
And we were told, you can do 2 or 3 after the first, and then you're to leave. So that's what we did, and we never went back.
So he's basically saying we were told we could go to the moon, you know, 2 or 3 times, and then we had to leave. So he says, back when we did you a service.
We did you a service.
Yes. We did you a service. What do you mean?
We did you a service.
Whatever that means, I'm not too sure what that means. But
I think it means that, you know, we did stage the moon launches. We did go there 2 or 3 times, and then that was the end of our... We didn't go there every time, I don't think, but we did 2 or 3 times. They did a service for the people, went up and had a look, and reported as much as they dared. But there was a lot of chicanery in that whole Apollo program. Lots.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yep, okay. Then we've got this one.
So those advisors who are working on ballistic missile systems too,
right?
Were the people that put together Thompson, Wavell, Aldrich.
Huh.
And he simply says, oh, they're real smart.
Oh, they're real smart. Oh, they're real smart.
Yeah.
He's paying him a well-deserved compliment. And
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. 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 And once again, it's a nice congruent reversal. Okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah. He's confirming what he's saying for adding more information. So his reversals are more than congruent. Well, congruent reversal when they say the same thing backwards and the same forwards. Okay. But he is giving more information backwards than he's saying forwards. Do you know what I mean?
I totally understand, and that's rare. That died.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yep. Then we've got this one.
I told you before what Elmer Wheaton would say.
Uh-huh.
In a conference in one of the meetings on a subject.
I don't know what he's talking about. You deal with the lonely.
You deal with the lonely.
Huh.
You deal with the lonely.
Wow.
That's a very interesting statement. I don't know. I don't know. Let's play the forward again real quick.
Sure.
I told you before what Elmer Wheaton would say.
Uh-huh.
In a conference in one of the meetings on a subject.
And, don't know what that would mean. You deal with the lonely.
You deal with the lonely.
It had something to do with what the person would say. I don't know the link. I don't know enough background on it. Maybe Frank will know. Okay.
All right. Well, that's your break music, is it not?
If you want to take a break, you don't have to.
Oh, yeah. No, we can take a break. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll do that and remind all of you to please remember that these sponsors are the best of the best. I cannot do any better. And I use them all, and I have had wonderful luck with them, and so have many others. So I know the commercials are old and routine, but they are telling the truth. Be right back. Remarkable reversals by William Tompkins. Bill was... He was such a repository of the truth, of extraordinary information. And 52 hours, and it seems like now we never even got through the top layer, to the inner most important things. Although some programs were very, very heavy, David, very heavy. Wait till you hear the story I'm talking about. It talks about them going up into a mountain, a mountain lodge. Which is not a mountain lodge at all. It's an ET. You'll see. This is wild. There's a break in it, and he deviates from the narrative. Then he comes back and finishes the story. So be sure to listen to all of it. I sent it to you.
Yeah, you sent it. That's the one with the time counts on it, wasn't it?
I believe
anyway, doesn't matter. Yeah. I've got them all.
He was right here where I live, in Medford.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, I won't be able to do all 52 hours, but I will do all the ones you sent me. So, yeah, okay.
All
right, so here's one that uses a metaphor, okay? Or isn't a metaphor? I don't know. It might be real. Anyway, let's just play it.
Location and size of large caverns was another standard program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't mentioned in this document that we're referring to here.
Okay. God's Shimmer in Shem. S-H-E-M. And Shem was one of Noah's sons. Noah's Ark. So that's where it comes from. So God's Shimmer in Shem.
God's Shimmer in Shem. God's Shimmer in Shem. God's Shimmer in Shem.
Was Shem a pretty good guy or something? Do we know?
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. Yeah, he was a good guy. Yeah, nothing bad about him. He went out and populated the earth, you know, along with all of others uh-huh. Noah's kids. Shem could be a project name. I don't know. It could be a name of a ship. Who knows what
could
Shem
be.
Is?
Yeah. Well, he was one of the three stooges in their later years. Shem. Oh, that was Shemp. Just a little joke. All right, go on.
Anyway, but the word God, Shimmer, and Shem is quite clear, but what it means, I have absolutely no idea, but it doesn't sound bad. It sounds quite good, really.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yep. All right, then we've got this one here.
Okay, and there's a whole lot of guys standing around it and on it.
There are wars in there?
There are wars in there.
So you'd have to ask him what that means, you know. I mean, war in space, war over territory, war in tunnel. Here, let's listen to the Fords again.
Okay, and there's a whole lot of guys standing around it and on it.
Don't know. War's in there. See, this, like I said, he's a repository of knowledge, okay? And that just could be something he hasn't communicated, although he might have in his old 52 hours. Anyway, next reversal. You still hearing me?
Gotcha.
Yep, okay.
Good guys don't have the Air Force do it. What do they have to do with this? It's not that their responsibility.
They advanced it?
They advanced it.
You see what I mean about his reversals? They're giving extra information. All of them is another layer on top of what he's saying. What did the Air Force do? That's what we're talking about forwards. They advanced it. Advanced what? Is he still alive? He's not, is he?
No, he passed on, I think, two years ago now. A little over years ago.
He was
a wonderful, wonderful person, as you can tell by listening to him. We got along great. We used to talk off air a lot, and he would share things. He was just an amazing man. Amazing. His books are well worth reading, especially now that you've got the backup from David. Everything he said in his books was correct.
Yeah. And what I'm finding in reverse, maybe in his book somewhere, you know. Like I said, his reversals are really more information than his forwards. So here's the next one.
The Navy used existing drill holes that the extraterrestrials have built, and they're honeycombed all over the planet.
Here he just simply says forward vessels.
Forward vessels.
I don't know, maybe of vessels that go forwards. I don't think they go backwards. So I don't know, I'm not a Navy man. Anyway, then we've got this one.
They had been to Antarctica and visited the German facilities there.
See the wizard.
See the wizard.
So they, when he's talking about they went down to Antarctica to visit the German facilities there, and in reverse he's saying they went down to see the wizard. So
That's right.
He's corroborating the long talked about story about an Antarctic German colony that went down there.
Yeah.
That's not where Hitler ended up. Hitler ended up in Argentina. But that's fascinating.
And there's a wizard down there. Wizard. What is the wizard?
Well,
who is
remember,
the wizard?
Maybe it was an E.T. Remember that Admiral Byrd, three admirals, Admiral Byrd was the ranking admiral, led that huge naval task force in 1947? Down to Antarctica called Operation High Jump. They went down there to try to destroy the German base. And they got their ass kicked and fled after a very short time.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Well, there's actually a reversal here about an admiral. And I wondered if it wasn't Admiral Byrd. And I'm just stalling momentarily because the mailman's outside bringing me a parcel. I'm waiting until he walks up the front door so I can take it. But let's get this reversal up while he's taking his time.
Go get your mail.
He's just sort of sitting out there. Scanning.
Sitting out there?
scanning all these parcels. Here he goes, walking up now. One sec.
All right.
Hiya, mate.
Go get it. It's all right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, see ya. Bye. Yep, I got it. Yep, all good. All good.
Okay,
so here's the reversal about the Admiral.
Well, they didn't have any problem going down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've never gone back.
Never gone back. Talking about Antarctica. Reversal, Admiral, prevent you. Admiral Byrd? Which admiral?
Maybe not Admiral Byrd. It might have been a more senior ranking admiral. Who knows? But they pulled those ships out of there. They lost one ship, and there's been a blackout on the reality of it. The Russians have released information about that and the fighting, and apparently craft came up from out of the water and were untouchable. This is quite a story, Operation High Jump. That's very interesting. The corroboration there is sorely needed, and we get it.
Well, maybe that's what this reversal is all about. Yeah, there's a bit of a puzzle reversal.
And some of them stayed on planets there. She came back and lived there for quite a period, and I guess the last information we had on her was shortly after the war was over.
I don't know what she's talking about. Planets, war, World War II. Her horse of war would fail.
Her horse of war would fail. Her horse of war would fail. Her horse of war would fail.
I don't know what that means. Her horse of war. I mean,
horse. That's worth going through again, if you wouldn't mind. Forward and backwards. Let's try that again.
Is the forwards.
And some of them stayed on planets there. She came back and lived there for quite a period, and I guess the last information we had on her was shortly after the war was over.
It's a reversal.
Her horse of war would fail. Her horse of war would fail.
See, you really
the horse of war, I think he says which, but it's hard to hear. It's very soft. The horse of war which failed. And I don't know who he's talking about. Maybe the woman who was involved with the German flying saucer program, who was getting information from Aldebaran, allegedly. Telepathically and building anti-gravitic craft in the 1930s. That sounds like, well, here's the deal. This is a very interesting story. Oh, let me look something up here. Eject. This started in the 20s. And the Germans had technology in the 20s. It was 100 years ahead of anybody else.
Wow.
And Victor Schauberger was one of the keys in inventing it. The SS found out about it, that these civilians were building lighter-than-air, so to speak, anti-gravity craft, and they demanded their own craft, and so there were two programs on during the war, and the SS built a number of different models. They are real. They did fly. They were the biggest prize of the war, and it's a fascinating story, the whole thing. So what happened, if I can, I'm trying, there's two women. I want to get both their names if I can. One who... Bill, just a second. Okay. All right. Can't find the second one. The first woman, the most well-known, goes by several names, but the one we know is Maria Orsic. Maria Orsic was the one who claimed to be getting the channeled information from Aldebaran, which is a star in a star system like our sun. And at the end of the war, she left a very cryptic note saying, "We're going home." And it is thought that she built a ship during the war when it was obvious the war was going to be lost and went back to Aldebaran through a portal. And they never saw her again. They just vanished, these women. They were remarkable. So let's do the reversal and see what it says again. Maria Orsic.
Her horse of war would fail.
Her horse of war would fail. In other words, her horse of war would have been UFOs and flying discs. But it failed because Hitler didn't want to use them. He was too afraid they would fall into Western hands or Russian hands.
Okay, well, there you go.
So it fits.
And then this is the last reversal of this interview, and I'll start on the next one for next week's show. So this is the last reversal now. I have no idea what this means. Here's the Fords.
Because they have all their allies and all the people that are not even allies.
The girl will be born.
The girl will be born. The girl will be born.
I have absolutely no idea what that means. None whatsoever. No idea. None whatsoever.
No, he was a very, very kind, brilliant, gifted man who obviously had an enormous amount of material in his brain and in his records, which are all safe. And again, my thanks, and on behalf of many people, to Dr. Bob Wood, who is doing the books. He's produced two of them now. Bill did the first one. And it is quite a story.
Mm. There you go.
Good work.
All right. Well, I will continue. He's a fascinating man. Yeah. So, obviously telling a true story and not telling the whole story, whether that's by design or just circumstance, I don't know. Anyway, here's a couple of verses I found working with clients this week. First one's on me. Here's the Forwards.
Good night, hey, yay.
Doing good. How are you? And I say, doing good.
Good night, hey, yay.
Doing good. Backwards, I say, very good.
Doing good. Good.
You like
that's
that?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, little nice little ditty. And then I found this one on a client today. This is what he's talking about forwards.
The whole idea is to really to see if we can actually create a heaven on earth.
He's talking about if we can actually create a heaven on earth. And he's backwards, the secrecy is silly.
Clear as day.
There is a bell. So how do we create a heaven on earth? Well, we've got to get rid of the CIA first thing. And all the hidden government documents. I think America would implode if they had to get rid of their secrecy. Right. The issue shocks of the system. Okay, and we'll end the day with a couple of reversals on our Prime Minister that I found.
Now, this guy is the mafiosi, who is a really nice guy, right?
He is a nice guy. Yeah, I'll play you.
I wasn't being facetious. I'm serious. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. Reversals are nice. Yeah, here's one I played last week on him.
And other meetings have taken place this week to make sure that we set about implementing our agenda.
And he says, I bless you.
I bless you.
I bless you. I bless you.
Oh. Spoken like a true Catholic.
Yeah. I don't know whether he's Catholic or not. I have no idea. You know what? Actually, the president, I think he's an atheist, if I remember correctly. I don't know. Look, I apologize to any Australians out there. I don't know. So don't quote me. All right. So here he is from a press conference a couple of days ago.
on the response to the health pandemic, which we know is ongoing. And in recognition of the pressure that health and hospitals continue to be under.
Oh, yeah, we've got a new wave of COVID hitting the country. It's a new variant of the Omicron strain, allegedly. They're predicting thousands and thousands of cases in my state alone. Russell, add the shepherd.
Add the shepherd.
Add the shepherd. Add the shepherd.
Yeah. And, well, once again, another nice reversal, okay? He's here to shepherd.
Well, it's rather biblical in its overtones, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Same as I bless you. So, I don't know. Maybe someone can Google what his beliefs are. I'm sure he's agnostic. I remember hearing that somewhere. But anyway, I don't know. Then we've got this one here.
Well, on the first question, obviously we are dealing with a circumstance which is a direct result of a failure to give business the certainty that they needed to invest.
Film your lead.
Film your lead.
Film your lead. Film your lead.
I don't know, maybe he's just saying I'm ahead, you know, keep on filming, you know, watch me being ahead or something, I don't know. Then we've got a couple of, not too sure what he means by this. Oh, he's very much into green energy. That's probably what this reversal means. Here, let's just play it.
So we're very confident that as we move forward, that certainty will enable much better outcomes. And that's why business has endorsed our plan.
Smart viral outcome or ban the oil. Smart viral outcome or ban the oil.
Smart viral outcome. Or bound to oil.
Smart pirate of Trump, or bound to oil. Smart pirate of Trump, or bound to oil.
I have no idea what that means. I don't know. I know he's very much into green energy.
How did he get elected?
He actually won majority government. How did he get elected? I don't know. People liked him, I guess.
You think it was fair and square? Reasonably?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it was. Yeah. He won outright. There was talk that he may have to form a coalition with one of the minor parties, but he didn't have to when the final count came in. He won majority government in his own right. So, yeah. So, you know, well, you know, we'll see what he does. Certainly his reversals so far are good. Which is a nice, pleasant change to see. And I will keep on following him, you know, and to see what we get. Just got one last reverse to play him. I think we've got time for just one more, and that's this one here.
With the support of the Business Council, the Australian Industry Group, the National Farmers Federation, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the ACTU, the Australian Conservation Foundation, across the board, and now the support as well of states and territories.
Oh, I think it's better. The shared knife will shove us.
God, mate.
God,
I can't make it out, David. What did he say?
The shared knife will shove us. Do it again.
States and territories.
You know, that's not as clear as I want it to be. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Well. Yeah, no, thank you. William Tompkins remains the most important figure in his genre, who's probably ever been on this program, without any doubt. So I really appreciate what you've done so far. And when you hear that story about him taking that trip up to the lodge, stay with it, because there's a little break in the narrative and he gets back to it. But it's quite remarkable. That is going to be fun.
Okay.
Thanks,
next
David.
Next week, more William Tompkins and someone else. I don't know who else it'll be, but it'll be someone else.
Very good.
Okay.
I don't know how much more William Tompkins you're going to do, but these are going to be passed around to a lot of people. They're very important.
Okay.
We might want to put them. Go ahead.
you've given me a 3-hour program to reverse, so that's what I'll do next.
Okay, good. Very okay. good. Okay, thanks, See David.
Night.
Okay, and thanks to all of you, and for all of you who remember the Bill Tompkins interviews, really good news, not a surprise, but nice to hear, and much more in there than even the reversal would present. Wow. Okay, back tomorrow, Wednesday, already. Talk to you then.